Hello, everyone. This is Robert Landau with the 5-Minute Life Changer podcast, because 5 minutes is all the motivation you need to change your life for the better. But of course, that's always a choice, and that is always up to you. But I am here to help you facilitate those changes. So the topic for today is a topic that's very close to me. Maybe it's close to you. It's something that we all experience in our lives. The topic: how to handle loss. In being a certified life coach and a motivational speaker, I often talk about this topic in one form or another. So let's start out this way. I think a big part of life is managing loss. And I don't only mean losing somebody that was very near and dear to us, either through death or through a terrible breakup in a very close relationship. I mean, there are all kinds of loss. There could be the loss of a job, the loss of something that we hoped would really work for us professionally or personally. There's loss everywhere. We cannot do much to avoid loss, but what we can do is be better about addressing it when it presents itself on our doorstep. You could be proceeding beautifully in life for many months, for many years, and then boom, bam, all of a sudden, loss is ever present and all around you. And then the issue becomes when we decide to invite that energy and experience of loss in, so that we end up becoming the energy of that loss. That makes it harder for us to get up and out and eventually keep moving forward. Moving forward, when there is loss in our lives, doesn't mean that we're leaving the agony, the heartbreak, the disappointment, the anger of that loss behind us. It just means that we're acknowledging that we felt that way, that we still do feel that way, that it happened, but it's time to get up and start moving forward. That's huge in how to manage loss. So I want to tell you very briefly about a huge loss in my life. I don't know about you, but I was very close to my folks. They were incredible, true mentors in so many things for me as I was growing up. My dad was a very famous symphony orchestra conductor. My mom was a modern dancer. They both came from Eastern Europe and met at Carnegie Hall in New York at one of my dad's concerts that he was conducting. Well, I grew very close to my folks, as they did to me. I loved them very much. And then one morning back in 2007, I got a call from their lawyer telling me that the house where they lived in upstate New York burned to the ground with them in it. They were here one day, and then they were gone the next. How do you handle loss like that? Well, I had to learn. I had no choice. I was either going to eventually figure out how I was going to live with this tragedy, this incredible gaping hole of a loss for the rest of my life, or I was just going to drown in the mud of it. So I decided to figure out how to get through. And here's what I learned that I'd like to pass on to you. Hopefully, the loss you might be experiencing, will experience, or have experienced wasn't as great as the one I did. But even if it was, here's how I got through it and am still getting through it. Grieving, whether it's the loss of loved ones, the loss of a job, the loss of a pet, the loss of this, the loss of that, the loss of anything. Grieving is a process. It's a journey. There is no time where I think you'll arrive at the destination. So it's how you choose to manage yourself during the process that makes all the difference in the world. Be good to yourself in the process. You are still here. There's a reason why you are still here. So what happened, happened. There's nothing you can do to go back and change it. All you can do is keep moving forward. Make that choice. Surround yourself with supportive people. Hear this podcast as often as you can. Find great movies to watch to inspire you. Go within and realize that you are here for a reason and you have so much life to still live. If it's a relationship that all of a sudden came crashing to the ground, understand that there may just be a reason why that occurred. Stop being as emotional about it if you can, because that kind of energy brings you down. Whenever you're feeling loss, whenever you're grieving loss, acknowledge it and then say to yourself, okay, I'm feeling this way. That's cool. I'm not going to make it worse. I want to make it better. So what can I do right now to move forward, to just feel better about me and the wonderful life I still have left to live? You can never hope to change anything that happens on the outside of you. All you can do is manage how you feel about those things on the inside of you. Be your own best friend in the process. When you start to bring yourself down, when you are destructive concerning you, yourself, and you, be aware of it and then shift gears and do something to help yourself. Love yourself through the process. You got this, but it's a choice. Are you going to carry on or are you going to go down with the ship? That's a choice that only you can make, but I'm here to tell you. Managing loss is very empowering, and you can discover even more about your strength, your faith, and your will by just getting back up on your feet, brushing your pants off, and moving forward. I'm with you. Are you with yourself? Thanks so much for tuning in. This has been Robert Landau with a 5-Minute Life Changer Podcast. We'll see you on the next episode.